Author's afterword. Now you know the truth of why I'm lauded as a hero. Sure, the things I did in previous volumes of my autobiography helped my reputation, but this was the event that everyone still talks about. The liberation of Mokia. The single-handed defeat of dozens of librarian armies scattered throughout the Free Kingdoms. My reputation was secure. I'd go down in history as one of the most influential people to ever live, and I'd be remembered as one of the greatest Mokian kings of all time. If one of the shortest to rule, I was able to give up the throne to Princess Kamali the next day, when she came back to take over for me. Sure, Bastille was in trouble, but you know that everything turns out all right with her in the end. After all, I've mentioned several times that she's often standing here in our house, reading over my shoulder as I write these things. All in all, I saved the day, defeated the librarian armies, and permanently turned the tide of the war. The funny thing is, in doing all these marvelous things, I changed into a completely different person. Your hero is no longer with us. The very act of heroism changed him. I'd walked into Mokia as one person, and I walked out of it as a vastly different one. That's nothing surprising. All people change. Some changes happen slowly, like a rock being weathered away by the rain. Others happen quickly. Suddenly, an earthquake shakes a city. A heart stops beating. A discovery is made, and a light bulb turns on for the first time. The librarians, they try to keep us from changing. They want everything to remain the same inside the Hushlands. You remember when I talked about how they make all cars and planes look the same? Well, they do that with everything. In this case, it's not because they're oppressive. It's because they're afraid. Change frightens them. It's unknown, uncertain, like Smedri's and magic. They want everyone to assume that things can't change. But they can. I did. Alcatraz the hero was no more, if he ever was a hero in the first place. You've seen that most of what I accomplished happened by accident, luck, and a few random ideas that turned out to work. But even if you thought that sort of thing made him a hero, you need to realize that the person you worship is gone. These four books are the parts everyone knows about. But the last volume, that's the part nobody understands. Nobody thinks to ask, what happened to him after he saved us from the librarians? I'll show you. Finally, you'll see. It will be amazing, eye-opening, awful, awesome, stupid-erific, stupid-alicious, stupid-erlifluous, stupidinated, and crap-a-flap-nasty, all at the same time. It involves an altar. Yes, that really did happen. I didn't just make it up. That altar scene is one of the most important events in my life. It happens in the next book. I promise. No lies this time. Maybe someday I'll actually write that book. The last page. I will not read the last page of novels first, I said, and then punched myself in the face. I promise I'll never again read the last page of novels first, I said, then smacked myself on the head with a book. I really, really, really regret reading the last page of this novel first, I said, then let my sibling, cousin, or best friend, take your pick, give me a wedgie. This page is, of course, here for those of you who skip to the end of the book and read it first. Naughty, naughty. Fortunately, you're acting out the book like you're supposed to, right? Well, let that be a lesson to you. The end.
You've been listening to Alcatraz vs. the Shattered Lens by Brandon Sanderson, narrated by Ramon de Ocampo. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends The Strange Case of Origami Yoda by Tom Engelberger. Narrated by actors from the Recorded Books Repertory Company. Dwight is a loser who talks to his sixth-grade classmates via an origami finger puppet of Yoda. If that weren't strange enough, the puppet is uncannily wise and prescient. Origami Yoda predicts the date of a pop quiz, guesses who stole the classroom Shakespeare bust, and saves a classmate from popularity-crushing embarrassment with some well-timed advice. Dwight's classmate Tommy wonders how Yoda can be so smart when Dwight himself is so clueless. With contributions from his puzzled classmates, he assembles the case file that forms this very funny novel. Recorded Books offers a wide selection of bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So visit us at recordedbooks.com to learn about our latest releases and special offers. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.